I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. A local nonprofit is trying to provide hope and inspiration during these dark times. Living Proof exhibit is used to dealing with unseen health crises that cause isolation and fear. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the 10-year-old Quad Cities group has postponed the premiere of a new opera until next February, which was to be performed on May 10th. Pamela Crouch, Living Proof Executive Director and a breast cancer survivor, says Carcinos by Augustana Professor Jacob Banks is an uplifting story of hope and community. It helped her personally last November during a mastectomy.
This is a story that I shared with Jacob, the maid song that he shared with me. It just connected, and it's a message of patience and calm. And I'm in the hospital, and I'd roll over, and I'd have tubes, and they'd wake me up, and I'd be uncomfortable. And in my head, I kept singing the chorus, which is slowly, slowly, the bird takes its time to build its nest. And it just brought me calm, and it kept me calm while I was in the hospital recovering. And it was such a beautiful gift that he was able to share that with me.
Living Proof provides therapeutic benefits of the arts to people affected by cancer. The opera tells the story of a beautiful empress, representing a cancer patient, who's forced into battle with the unseen monster Carcinos, cancer, on the night before her coronation. The maid represents cancer survivors, and an angel represents the medical community. In partnership with the Quad City Symphony, Carcinos has been rescheduled with the same soloist at the Bartlett Performing Arts Center at Moline High School next year. Living Proof also is seeking entries for its annual exhibit to be held September 10th to December 6th at the Figge Art Museum in Davenport. All cancer patients and survivors within a 200-mile radius of the Quad Cities can submit works, and entries must be received by June 4th.
And we talk a lot about, in our programming, keeping your hands busy helps to keep your mind and heart calm. And a lot of people right now are doing that. They are keeping their hands busy so that they can calm and create. Any kind of a disease takes something away from you. So when you can create something tangible, there's a power to it.
Crouch expects more people will create art this year due to the self-isolation caused by COVID-19, reflecting the spirit of hope. Complete submission details are available at livingproofexhibit.org. I'm Herb Trix.